Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Hour number two of the program happening right now. Glad to have each and every one of you on board on this Tuesday night episode of the program, Fan After Dark, right here on 105 Through the Fan, the home of your Dallas Cowboys and the Texas Rangers. Great article in the Dallas Morning News today from Evan Carter, beat writer for the Texas Rangers. Of course, he was on with G-Bag today as well, talking about the possibility of the Rangers moving Wyatt Langford to center field in 2026.
That feels pretty standard practice.
Well, I mean, it should be. Yeah. I mean, they've had him in left field and, you know, our boy.
Evan.
I said Evan Carter. Who am I thinking of as far as
Evan Grant?
Evan Grant. Oh. Evan Grant.
Okay, well, I was trying to give you props. I thought you did it on purpose.
Start the story over there. I'm confused.
So Evan Grant's the... Yeah, Evan Carter's not going to write an article in the newspaper about how, hey, I should be replaced by Wyatt Langford at center field. Yeah. No, Evan Grant, the long time.
You have too many names in your head. You just be making, doing crisscross of which names you want to make today.
It's, you know, they say one of the, one of the hidden side effects of long term ADD is lightweight dyslexia. So
I don't think that's dyslexia when you just put random names together, though.
Maybe it is. 877-81-105.
Whatever helps you sleep at night.
877-81-105.
Mr. Nasty McNasty turned texted in, by the way.
Nasty time?
Yeah.
What'd he say?
I want you to read it.
I don't have the text messages up.
Oh, you don't care about the Tolos.
I do, but that's
okay.
That's more your speed. That's more your speed.
Mr. Nasty time here. Nickname was given by a high school basketball coach. Pause. When I stepped onto the basketball court, it was Mr. Nasty time, period.
Yeah.
Continued on throughout the high school hallways because if a female was walking down the hallway with me, everyone knew what was going on with her! Exclamation point. That's it.
Read that last line again.
It was Mr. Nasty time. Continued on through high school hallways because if a female was walking down the hallway with me, everyone knew what was going on with her.
Nasty time.
I guess. Like you'd appreciate that kind of comment.
I mean, that's fantastic. That is fantastic, Mr. Nasty Time. Yeah. So it started out. So basically, it started out as a sports themed. Mm-hmm. Is it just because he was that good? I mean, he was just giving people buckets or what?
I guess
he just got nasty with people and was
so
just
in that same realm. He said that people call that because when he was with a female, they knew what time it was. Would they call you microwave, Fred?
Look at the second. Because I'm gonna heat up real quick.
I think you're more 60 seconds or less.
I mean, maybe so. Maybe so. Or maybe not at all. Okay. Maybe not at all. You never know. I'm not really sure what a microwave would mean.
It was just 60 seconds or less.
Yeah.
I thought it was funny, Blake.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks, Kevin.
Thanks, Kevin. Thanks, Kevin.
I appreciate you. Okay. Want to transition now?
I mean, after that horrible joke. All right, Jerry Jones.
Horrible.
Because it was not funny at all.
At all.
Well, the fact that you had to explain it.
Kevin got it.
Oh, after we explained it. All right. Thoughts on the Eagles' loss last night? Should we play that audio of us erupting?
Sure. I don't know how fast I'm going to be able to pull it up.
Well, we can send them the link. We'll send it to them later in the show. All right, here we go. Obviously, we were jacked after the Eagles lost last night. All right. It kind of a rebirth, if you will, this Dallas Cowboys last four games of the season anyway. What did Jerry think of last night's Eagles loss?
Well, I watched the game flying up to New York. I'm overlooking Central Park right now, but real excited. They didn't have to put any fuel in the plane. I just flew up here on my own.
In Central Park, he is right now watching said game. So I appreciate Jerry always taking time out for the 105.3 The Fan boys right there.
Jerry, I tell you what, Jerry is, you're talking about a man about town. All right, so now that we know, you know, your thoughts on it, and of course you were in New York, you know, Central Park doing the damn thing. Now, how confident are you after last Thursday's loss, coupled with the Eagles' loss, that this Cowboy team can make the playoffs?
Well, again, I know it's cliche, but we've got to concentrate on the Chargers. On the Minnesota Vikings this weekend, and that's a big game for us. But boy, you see that boy, you need to stay in there every play. Every play is meaningful right at this particular time, and we sure got a shot at this thing.
Shout out to Jerry, who, guys, we just got to focus on the first one ahead of us, the Chargers. The Vikings.
Jerry, we got to beat the Vikings first. Jerry, we got to beat the Vikings first before we start worrying about what's going on with the Chargers. All right, and then last but certainly not least, and we got some more audio we can get to, but more importantly, now that we heard from Steven, was it yesterday, who said that he felt better after Shoddy had talked to George Pickens and said, hey, everything's all good, and we all know that, you know, his performance and his game effort level was not where it needed to be. Everybody's, copacetic with that now. Boom, we've moved on. What say you, Jerry Jones?
Well, let me say this. One of the things that you got to appreciate about George Pickens is his intensity for the competition. Now, he is a big-time competitor. Those are not the kinds of things that you normally hear addressed when you're thinking of things that George could do better on. But, when it comes to competing, when it comes to loving the game, and I emphasize that point right there, loving the game, then I give him A pluses. And so, Lamb did step up, and that can happen when you, for whatever the reason, are not clicking. Some things sometimes can go wrong, or it happens to the very best of them.
I love the random emphasizing of words. There's nothing better than Jerry Otter.
Jerry.
Tremendous.
Tremendous. Outstanding. Remember that. Love of the game.
We don't one more time.
Love of the game.
He did that with us, with the Quinnen. He said, I'm going to say this one more time. Quinnen and a first for Michael Parsons.
Loving the game.
I'm telling you what. Don't hate the player. Hate the game. That's the Jerry Jones lifestyle, and we're all about it.
Do y'all think CD will play now?
As well. Well, I'll tell you what. Let's ask Jerry Jones on the update on Diggs, CD, and Jadeveon Clowney.
Well, I would say that those are three, you nailed them. And those are three that we're looking at. And I'm glad we've had this 10, in all three's cases, the 10 days in between games really helped us there. And I'd say if we can get two out of three, and I'm not going to name the one that has got the longest way to go because I don't know. But if we can get two out of three of those guys, that'd be a big game for us.
I'm confused. So does he actually know and he doesn't want to say it?
No idea.
Hey, I think he's just hoping for two out of three.
We're over two out of three. I don't know which two three is going to be.
Okay, let's guess.
By the way, Stephen Jones, Jerry Jones, and Brian Schottenheimer each week brought to you by Window Nation.
Let's pick.
If we can get two out of three of those guys, that'd be a big game for us.
He doesn't know which one.
Tremendous.
Tremendous. Two out of three.
Exponentially.
Love of the game.
All right.
I'm gonna make him my ringtone. Imagine you get a text message.
Tremendous. What the hell's going on there, Fred? Don't you worry about it, okay?
I got a text.
Jerry Jones texted me, all right? Mind your business.
I think we can all agree CD ain't playing Sunday.
So you think that's the one with the furthest timeline? I mean, Diggs is supposed to be able to come back for like two weeks.
We've been waiting for Diggs since Kansas City, okay? Like, we've been told that he was available 2 weeks ago, and we're wondering why he isn't available yet. So,
Clowney seemed like a game-time decision.
And Jadeveon, we thought, might be a game-time decision last week. So I'm guessing with 10 days to rest, I would expect that you're going to see him on Sunday.
I would assume, by Jerry, good thing you probably don't want to tip your hand that CD's going to be out for a full week of prep.
No,
you want the other team thinking he's going to.
And look, Jerry is no straight. Look, Jerry knows when to rabble rouse. He knows when to say certain things. But at the same time, the last thing Jerry wants is because if Jerry says today that CD's not playing Sunday,
yeah,
that's all you're going to hear about all week.
Yeah.
That's getting picked up nationally. I mean, again, Jerry's no stranger to, you know, subterfuge, so I'm okay with that. Again, two out of three are going to be available. Which ones? I don't know, but two out of three will be. So there is that.
Tremendous.
Tremendous. We don't question his love of the game. And then that's what we're talking about, Mr. George Pickens, in that realm. So
what do you think his prop is set up for the game?
Well, I mean, hey. He's got to eat Sunday. Right, he's got to eat on Sunday.
I would assume the
Sunday
sports books are probably ahead of it. They're not going to have a low line for him, knowing there's a good chance CD won't play.
Oh, CD's not playing Sunday.
I would assume the sports books are ahead of that.
I would imagine it's only gonna be a matter of time that we're going to.
They don't even have it. At least on Sleeper, they only got him scoring a touchdown. They don't got any of his
yards or the props yet.
Same for CD. They don't have props for either of them. You can't bet on any Cowboys player. This is on Sleeper. Other than the field goal kickers and the quarterbacks. Everything else is just people scoring touchdowns.
No, I fully expect CD not to play on Sunday. George Pickens, I think, is going to have a big bounce-back performance. Now, you know, the one thing we tend to forget, and look, I get it, it's J.J. McCarthy. And so, you know, at least we've got that going for the Cowboys on Sunday. But what's the one thing that if I'm a little bit nervous about Sunday – And it's a little bit. I mean, it's not an overarching concern, but it's definitely in my hip pocket, or it's in the back of my mind. Is what when it comes to the Minnesota Vikings
defense,
NFC North team. I mean, let me just ask you guys this: 877-881-1053, 877-881-1053. For as bad as J.J. McCarthy's looked all season, how soul sucking would it be if J.J. McCarthy goes out there on Sunday and has the best game of his life?
Very bad. End of your season.
You know?
You're done.
And look, Kevin O'Connell, who's had a very, you know, for as much of a quarterback guru and quarterback whisperer as he's been lauded to be, and rightfully so, considering what he's been able to do with the quarterback position over the last 4 or 5 years over in Minnesota. Man, don't let him carve up Eberflus in that defense. You got it. You cannot let we're going to hear from Shoddy again on Friday on Sean and RJ, and of course we'll hear more about it over the course of the next couple days from practice and what have you. But you cannot, for the love of God, let this you. I get it. Justin Jefferson's one of the best wide receivers in the NFL. You got Addison. You got Aaron Jones. You got T.J. Hockenson. Like, you've got some pieces on offense that could make your life difficult if you're the Dallas Cowboys.
Mm-hmm.
Should they, considering what you have and considering that it's J.J. McCarthy, who has not looked good outside of just, you know, isolated moments over the course of the season? Absolutely not. Like, again, this is one of those games, and Minnesota doesn't have the pelts on the wall that, say, a Detroit does, right? So for as excited as we felt about them beating the Detroit Lions, all right, boom, you get a little humble pie. We all know what happened there. But you have zero excuses. You have to win on Sunday. Like, you are the better team than the Minnesota Vikings on Sunday.
Well, go prove it. Make Max Brosmer come into the game. Shut down Jay Jettas. I am a little weary of the secondary covering Justin Jefferson.
I am.
At the end of the day, they might just start throwing it up to him. I don't even care if he's open. And hopefully our DBs don't get dunked on.
And then you're counting on Eberflus to, somehow, some way, scheme that, hey, we're just going to move two guys over there and make other guys beat us.
Please.
I don't know. He hadn't been able to do it against Detroit. He didn't do it against Chicago, and he didn't do it against Green Bay. So, granted, you got different players, but you got.
But you were able to do it against Eagles and Chiefs. So, hopefully, that's the good juju.
That's the good juju when it comes to that. All right, we're going to talk a little Dallas Mavericks when we come back. A little Brandon Williams was on today with the KNC Masterpiece. We'll hear what he had to say. Plus, we'll kind of piggyback off a little bit of what Kurt Helin had to say. And there have been some trade proposals thrown out there. Now, I get it, it's social media, so take it for what it's worth. But I think it's not a question of if, but when Anthony Davis has moved. Lots to get to. Don't go anywhere. It's Fan After.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Great read, as always, from our boy Khaki Kevin, Fred Davis, Blake Elliott. Khaki Kevin in the glass. We got our boy Jet Nelson out there doing a little TSN. Lucius Alexander, the hardest working person here at 105 The Fan, out doing his thing as well. And hopefully everybody's having a good Tuesday night. What's everybody doing tonight? Again, it is a – by the way, do we have a Stars update?
3-1. We're up.
I'm telling you right now, I mean, championship or bust.
Unfortunately, Fred, we do this every year. We're dominant. Look,
they weren't doing it this. They weren't doing it like this last year.
They were pretty good last year.
Not like this.
And we're pretty banged.
Not
up.
Like this. No, because remember last year they kept losing in the, like, they would give up leads in the third period.
Yeah.
No. This year they were still one of the best teams. But this year it's different. It just feels different. Okay.
Okay.
Call me Freddie Gretzky. Okay, let's get that straight.
They're right. Second in the league, by the way, points wise.
Damn right they are. What, 1 point behind Colorado, right?
No, so they have 45. Colorado's 48.
Bums.
They're the only two teams with 40.
Bums. Plus, so. I'm telling you right now, Stanley Cup or bust. They're getting to a Stanley Cup this year.
They've lost in the Western Conference Finals four times.
Not this year. It's going down. Dallas needs something. It's their turn.
They're the Buffalo Bills.
Okay. Except the Buffalo Bills actually got to the championship. That's the difference. Mm-hmm. Okay. They've been floundering in the Western Conference Finals this year, though. Miko, full off season. All right. None of this mid season nonsense. All right. Wyatt Johnson's playing out of his mind. Robo, I saw him with the hat trick. Mm-hmm. Okay. When I was there, enough said. All right.
Big stars guy.
Huge stars guy. By the way, who's in goal?
Tonight is DeSmith. He is in goal. So there you go.
Okay, I thought you were trying to get the scores. I felt like you might give us a little more information.
I was trying to get scores. Lindell, Petrovic, and Hintz are your three goal scorers tonight.
Just as everybody predicted.
Let's go. That's what I'm talking about.
What's Lindell's first name, Fred?
Stewart.
That's so close.
Patrick, isn't it?
No.
Also close.
Starts with an E, right?
No, you don't even know.
I'm making sure it does. It starts with an E. It's three letters.
What is it? Eli?
Yes.
Eli?
No.
Okay, what is it?
Issa.
Essa.
Essa.
Close enough.
Essa, Issa. So I was making sure I was spelling it right. So funny. You didn't even know
what,
it. You said
is
Eli.
Is that what you were making sure you were spelling it right?
Essa and Issa, yeah.
Yeah, that's what it is. Where's my pen at? All right, talk amongst yourselves. Go ahead and read a couple texts over there so I can tell him what audio to play.
Okay. The Cowboys will win the East on the 972. 214, I'm Ubering, listening to the fan, about to head to the gym. Shout out to you. Let us know what day you're hitting. 214, drove home from Pikes Peak today. Great to hear you guys after a few days with friends and family. 214, shout out to you. 469, whoever trades for Anthony Davis will lose their job like the last dummy. That would be Nico Harrison. 469, the Cowboys have to get Kenneth Murray off the field. He's absolute garbage at diagnosing plays. That's been well documented here on The Fan. I think we're all in the same thought process of that. Not exactly sure why he's still getting playing time. 469, I believe that the Cowboys and Lions game would have been different if Clowney played. And if he's playing against Minnesota this week, I'm really not that concerned. Yeah, I do think Jadeveon Clowney off the edge gives you a little bit of speed. Has showed as a really good run defender as well. So the Cowboys definitely missed his presence against the Detroit Tigers. And this is a good point right here from the 9-4.
Oh.
Flores is good at scheming D as well. He is good at I'm excited to see how Dak responds because he's had a good year all year. He's had a couple floundering spots. But in a big moment, I know a lot of people are picking the Cowboys to beat the Vikings. But how will he look versus a Brian Flores-led defense that is known to throw different things at quarterbacks. So I'm excited to see that. If we lose to the Vikings, fire Jerry. That's from Ken in Cedar Hill.
Mm. You know Jerry ain't going nowhere. Come on, Ken. You know that. All right. B. Will, friend of the show, by the way. Okay, friend of a Fan After Dark. We got to know him. Hell, you talked to him. You did an interview with him, a little one-on-one on Mavs Media Day. He was excited to come join us, and then apparently his people and the Mavs found out. Oh wait, you guys are on late. B. Will doesn't do radio after 7 o'clock. Okay, now am I making some of this up? Yes, I am. So as a result, shout out to our boys at KNC. They got a chance to talk to our boy B. Will. So it's kind of like. You know, I don't know what I'm trying to say here without getting in trouble. So anyway, all right, B. Will, after games like the OKC, do you talk amongst yourselves and say, let's never talk about this game again?
No. Those are the games that we watch a lot. You know what I mean? You learn a lot from those games. You know, obviously our energy and our effort wasn't there, but those are games that you take away from and you watch a lot of film on it. And it's almost embarrassing to watch, but sometimes you got to go through that.
I like that answer.
Good. You better re-watch it a bunch, man.
Boy, I'll tell you what.
They actually did come back in the end, but, I mean, also the third stringers were in it.
Shea and the entire starting five.
They're just laughing on the side.
I mean, they're just over
there. It's like a varsity watching JV.
But as our boy Kurt Heelan's pointed out, you know, they've done this to 29 other teams, too. So it's not like the Mavericks are exclusive in the ass beating they took.
Did everyone's star player score zero?
Mm.
That's the question I got. I don't care that you lost. I think everyone expected you to lose. You were a 15-point dog.
Yeah. I mean, you know, hey, this is what you get with AD, right? This is what you get with AD.
Hopefully it's someone else's problem soon.
Look, it absolutely will be somebody else. I mean, that article that was out there today, if he were to sign like a max extension, he would make $70 million in his at age 37.
Who's giving that to him?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, if he were to get that, it would be a $70 million in his 30s. I mean, come on. Nobody. I mean, I don't care how desperate or how much you think he's going to help your team. No one in their right mind is doing
Someone
that.
Someone said, how can I become a friend of the show? 214.
Just text in and call later tonight. All right. Has the high-paced motor always been your style, or is that something that Jason Kidd has helped you emulate?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Jason Kidd, he gives me all the freedom to do that. I think the new nickname that they're giving me around the team is the Ferrari. So I just kind of move around at my pace, use my speed to my advantage. And obviously, I believe I'm one of the fastest players in the league. So just using that to my advantage, get in the paint. If it's not for myself, I just create for my teammates as well. So just playing off of that.
I like that.
Ferrari. Okay. More of a Porsche guy.
More of a
Look me as a McLaren guy.
If it's got a manual transmission, I'm all in. All right. What about the combination of you and Ryan Nemhard added to the lineup? What do you guys bring?
Yeah, I think just him coming off, we provide two different styles of play. He's more of a he's really solid. You know what I mean? He's not going to force the issue of any sorts. He's going to take what the defense gives. And the same is with me when I come in the game. In terms of taking what the defense gives, obviously we talked about me and my speed and my pace. So just giving the defense two completely different looks. And for us to be point guards doing that, setting up the floor, like I said, we're just getting comfortable just now. So
now the funny thing is you specifically touched on this last night. On the difference between their two styles. Now, B. Will is more athletic, and he's probably about what, a couple inches bigger than taller than yeah. than Ryan Nemhard. Yeah. But as from an athletic standpoint, I mean, Brendan Williams
me and B. Will are probably at the same height, right?
I'd say he's probably about an inch taller than us. I just remember from walking up to him at Mavs Media Day. But yeah, he's definitely a bigger dude.
6'1", 190.
And that's and with most NBA or just professional sports in general, they always tack on 2 or 3. But I that's about right. I would say he's probably right at 6'1", 190, Brandon Williams. And you would say Nemhard's what, 5'10 max?
No, he's not 5'10. I wouldn't even say. I'd give him.
You don't even think he's 5'10?
I'd give him 5'9.
No, are you serious, bro?
They got my 5'11 on the website.
Who, Nemhard?
I mean, yeah, we've seen him outside. Nemhard's. I don't even think he's taller than me. I think he's the same. Yeah. I think he's a little bit short. He's shorter than me.
Would you ever guess if you saw him in just a random that he's an NBA point guard?
No comment.
Be well, but I tell you what though, and look, kudos to you because he essentially in basically the same way said, look, Nemhard is your typical, fundamentally sound. Let the game come to you, not going to force anything. Whereas the thing about Brandon Williams is Brandon Williams will cross you up. Not to say that Nemhard can't, but he will take more chances just because at the end of the day, he's a more athletic guy and can do a few more things when it comes to getting to the paint. Do you appreciate it when people outside say that the Mavs have no point guards?
Yeah. It's almost impossible not to hear. I mean, you hear all summer, just in terms of, we need a point guard, just that third. And I just took it as, all right, bad, it's time to get in the gym. People don't really know me. People never really knew me at all. So this is nothing really new in terms for me. So just in terms of just getting into the game and like I said, just making myself known, playing with that chip on my shoulder. And then just being a point guard out there and just setting the floor and just showing people that we got point guard. So
I like that. And again, B. Will has been – I mean, hey, he's done more with the opportunity than, say, a Jaden Hardy has, right?
That's the real loser in all this Hardy and D'Lo. They're not even going to mention now, this. We're talking about two-way guys that have come and take spots from a guy who's on a contract and a guy who's on another team.
Now, you can say that Jay Hardy's the loser in all this. He did sign a 3-year, $18 million contract. Right, so my man does have 18 mil.
He makes the most money at all four.
He makes the most money out of all these guys. So I mean, you could argue, is he the real loser in all this? I would argue he's not. But from a all jokes aside, basketball wise, it hasn't correlated. Again, from the run he made in the playoffs a few years ago, and you thought, look, this guy is going to build off of
it. He's going to be the Kyrie disciple. He's going to be the sixth man of the year next year.
The conversation we're having about B-Will and Nembhard, we thought that was going to be Jaden Hardy. And when you gave – now, we could argue, you know, when it comes to Nico and the contracts that he's given out, all right. But, hey, at the very least, the funny thing about it is when it comes to – Nico, all right. So yes, you could argue he erred in giving the contract to Jaden Hardy, which at the end of the day is a tradable contract. But hey, he at least found two-way guys in B-Will and Ryan Nembhard, who've given you some depth and dare I say some stability at the point guard spot. Do you put more stock into beating better teams like, say, the Denver Nuggets?
Absolutely. I mean, one thing that Clay, he's very big on just celebrating the small wins. You know, he's been in the league for a while. He has obviously four championships, one at the very highest level. So one thing he relates to us is just, you know, you got to celebrate these type of wins, especially with good quality teams. And like you said, four out of the last five, that's not, you know what I mean, easy to do in this league. So especially with the start that we got off on, and now we feel like we're turning around and just staying on this ship, staying on this high wave and just doing whatever we've been doing the last couple of days here.
And then last but certainly not least, B-Will, let's hear about the rookie of all rookies, Cooper Flagg, and his work ethic.
I mean, those guys are very hard workers. As much as what the outside people say or what other people are saying, those guys are in the gym every single day. Even when I come back at night or they come back at night, they're in the gym as well, working on their game some type of way. So that's one encouraging thing, especially with those guys being so young and with a bright future ahead of them. I mean, the ceiling is through the roof, so that's one thing.
The ceiling is the floor, as Michael Jordan would say. And he was talking about Derek Lively there as well, about his work ethic. But I guess just looking at his work ethic from the training room, I guess, I don't know, but in any event. So a little Brandon Williams love for you on a Tuesday evening. Shout out to B-Will, and again, for what he's been able to do. And again, carving himself out a little niche for this Dallas Maverick basketball team. So there you have it. And of course, the Dallas Mavericks, they're not back in action until, what, Friday?
Yeah, it's going to be a little minute before you see Dallas Mavericks basketball. On Friday, they play the Brooklyn Nets at home. The Nets have 6 wins on the season.
You should win that game. Theoretically, Michael Porter Jr. will go off, but at the very least, you should win that game. All right, coming up next, let's talk a little high school football. 877-881-1053, 877-881-1053. We'll take a look at some of the games that are coming up this weekend as we are now down to the semifinals, and we have 4 schools here in the DFW at the very least that are going to be playing for a trip to Jerry World. We'll run down who those schools are. We want to hear from you as well. 877-881-1053. That is the Franklin Frankel Injury Attorney text line. Talk a little high school football next. Don't go anywhere. This is the Fan.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a 2-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
After dark. Solid read, as usual, from the khakis of the khaki. Khaki Kevin Walker. Fred Davis, alongside the one, the only Mr. Blake Elliott, on a Tuesday night here on 105 Through the Fan, Fan After Dark. And, of course, we've got some high school semifinal matchups going on. And, of course, the one game that jumps off the page. And, look, the DFW is represented very well, I will say, this weekend as they look to, we already know you've got your – I mean, when we get to the smaller – you know, the smaller classes, the threes, the twos, the 1As, and what have you. I mean, you get, you know, schools from all over the state of Texas.
Six-man football.
Six-man, you know, where, you know, it's not uncommon to see somebody get beat, you know, 75-6 for crying out loud, as we saw. Now, granted, that's early weeks of the playoffs, which we rattled off some playoff scores. And, I mean, you had teams just getting
smoked.
I mean, it was out of control. But now, when you talk about the 6As and the 5As of the world, that's when you get into the DFWs, you get into the Houstons, you get into the Austins, and you get a few San Antonio area schools sprinkled in for good measure as well. A couple games that we'll get to here as far as, you know, 6A and 5A are concerned. We'll get to the Allen and Duncanville game here, which, again, Allen... I mean, look, you could say 6-1, half a dozen to another. Now, when we're talking about D1 versus D2, Duncanville and Allen is 6A D1, right? And I want to say the cutoff is like 2,500 as far as the enrollment is concerned. Sure. We had some folks on Sunday texting in because they were talking about how, you know, you get a school like a Duncanville, right, where they could argue, okay, why? And CA talked about how he had gone to a city council meeting years ago and got to talking to somebody about one thing or the other and said, you know, how come Duncanville doesn't have more than one school, high school? Real simple. Sports.
Sports.
We're not trying to – because if you know as well as anybody, when you go into these suburbs, what have you, and you start, okay, Duncanville, I want to say it's like, what, 5,000 students or something like that, you could easily make another Duncan. You could, you know, Duncanville East, whatever the hell you want to call it, whatever.
Let's – Duncanville
Junior.
But
then you split your talent base, right? And then,
EJR.
You know, is Duncanville the you know, the legend that it is? Okay, now all of a sudden when you split that talent base, all right, Duncanville loses some of its luster, right?
Maybe, so that's maybe why. Schools should start doing that aren't good, consolidate into one high school.
I mean, it's not a bad idea. Now, you know, I mean,
yeah, we can charge for that. We'll do consulting for consolidation.
Yeah.
CFC.
Consulting for consolidation.
I mean, better high school football.
I'll tell you
teams.
What, we'll put that business plan together and see how that comes out. So you've got Duncanville and Allen. We'll talk about them here in just a second. But obviously one of the bigger games, I mean, they're all big games. It's the semifinals. You got Southlake Carroll, okay, who by some measures are the number one, depending upon who you look at. And, of course.
They got my boy Brock Boyd over there, right?
Look, that's his first name? They got a lot of dudes. Brock Boyd. They got some kid named Knowles over there as well. I mean, Brody Knowles or something like that.
Quarterback's going to Pitt.
Renda, who apparently he's like Sweet Willie C's like fifth cousin or something like that, somewhere down
is that
the line
quarterback?
Or whatever it is. That's the quarterback,
yeah, he's going to Pitt.
He's going to Pitt. I mean, they got kids going to Ohio State over there. I mean, and look, we're not telling you guys anything you don't already know. I mean, Southlake Carroll is that program, right? And look, they've been exceptionally good this year, but they're 14-0 on the season. And again, some publications have them ranked number one in the country, anywhere from like 1 to 10. But they're
the
top
country?
10 in the entire country. Yeah. Look, I saw, and again, you gotta you take it with a grain. Like I saw one, and with high school, it's one thing when you have college rankings, right? Where again, it's you don't see the wide swings with college, right?
High school, it's a little bit different. So, for instance, on three, which is, you know, used to be Rivals, 247, yeah, whatever, they had some school out of Oklahoma, Bixby, number one. Well, then I come across another ranking, and it had Bixby like 15. Okay, so it's like you don't know. But consistently in the top five, South Lake Carroll.
On every side.
Like, it doesn't, I don't care if you're brand new to the Texas, or excuse me, the high school ranking system, South Lake Carroll is consistently in the top five of damn near every single high school football ranking across the country right now. So, for all our high school heads out there, they're 14-0 on the year. They were down 13-7 to Guyer in the first quarter and then rattled off 38 straight points. Okay?
They're pretty good at football.
They are pretty good at football. They end up taking care of business against Guyer 51-19. All right. Davis Penn, their running back, ran for 161 yards and a tutty. Angelo Renda, the quarterback we just mentioned, he threw for 235 yards and two scores as well. They also had a scoop and score in the second half of the game that pretty much took care of business.
Well, my boy Brock do receiver.
Let's see. Doesn't have a stat up here.
Wow, must have been hurt.
No, I mean he played. I mean it just look. You, I mean it's one of them deals where you got like four dudes that are all going to D1, yeah, right? So I mean you got to feed the beast. Now they're playing DeSoto. All right. Now, DeSoto, three out of the last 4 years they've been in the state semifinals. This is a team that got a 70 burger put up on them in the first week of the season from a school in
Georgia.
Yeah. All right. So the Georgia school, I mean, just beat the brakes off of them, right? Then they lost to South Oak Cliff in the week after that. Okay. Then they also lost to Duncanville this year, right? So they end up winning the district, though. They've been on a run. I want to say they've won like 9-10 games in a row after the loss to Duncanville. I want to say it was like week one or week two of their district play for them. They had 438 yards of offense on the ground.
Oh, wow.
Against Willis. All right. Now, the whole game between them and Willis, it was a 60. They beat Willis 60-41. Jermaine Burton is the kid that went. Jermaine Bishop.
I'll say Jermaine Burton's in the NFL.
I always get this kid's names confused, but Jermaine Bishop, five-star, he's going to UT next year. This kid's an absolute freak of nature, but 1,000 yards. He's at School Willis, which is just outside of Houston. They've gotten beat by DeSoto 3 years in a row now. I mean, look, that's just the reality of it, right? I mean, that's just the way it goes if you're playing DeSoto and you're in that region. But your boy, Sarad Baker.
I've heard of him.
Okay.
That name sounds familiar.
Okay, so of the 438 yards that DeSoto rolled up on the ground this past weekend, you want to take a guess how many Sarad had of those 438?
I'm going to say 420.
Not a bad guess. 384 yards.
On the ground?
And seven touchdowns.
You hang that one up in the room.
I mean, give me a break. So, Sarad Baker, he is going to look. If now, the one thing you're worried about if you're DeSoto, 22 penalties for 200 yards.
Wow.
Okay.
They're playing like some OG, Cowboys brand of football. No defense, no discipline, but we're scoring points.
So, and social media is a funky place, as we all know. But because there were some videos that guys didn't shake hands after the game.
I saw
and stuff
that,
like
and then that.
That
one kid did.
The one kid did, but then if you go into the comments, they said, look, yes, he went after the fact because the game took more than 4 hours because of how chippy it got. I mean, it was just, I mean, look, these teams have played each other 3 years in a row, and you know as well as anybody, when you've gotten beat by a certain, when a school has your number and you're going for a trip, a chance to you know, go to a state championship, you know, you got kids that are never going to play football again.
People are asking to give Alito some love.
We will give Alito some love, right? Because give me just a second, because they're going to be playing Frisco Lone Star. That game's going to be Friday at 7 o'clock at Mansfield's Newsom Stadium. All right, so Alito, they beat up on Denton Ryan last week, 43-17. Lincoln Tubbs, what a great name,
what
by the
name.
Way. I'll tell you
is
what.
Is he a running back?
No, he's a quarterback. Mm. Lincoln Tubbs, a quarterback. Hell, I'll tell you what, sounds like almost made up, but that's a real person. 7 of 7.
That was the stat line?
That was it. I'm going to throw the ball 7 times. 152 yards and a tutty.
Wow. Okay. Just run the ball 1,000 times.
And he also added 105 yards on the ground,
with 4 touchdowns.
Such a high school stat line. 7 throws.
7 completions.
And 4 rushing touchdowns.
And 4 rushing touchdowns. So my man had 257 yards of offense and 5 touchdowns.
So my man, what were they throwing? So they threw 1 pass per drive pretty much?
Sounds like it. I mean, you didn't have to do much.
How do you get away with that?
Because you're deep. I'm guessing a lot of short fields, too, though.
Such high school.
Running back Caden Winkfield had a big night as well. He had 137 yards on the ground and a touchdown. But Alito's defense, they were the story as they forced 3 turnovers and held Ryan to just, take a guess, how many yards on the ground?
You said they scored 13 points, right?
They scored 17.
I'm going to say they held him to 36 yards on the ground.
36, 26.
Ooh.
Lone Stars offense, they'd had a great week the week before when they beat Highland Park 53-38. We're talking about Frisco Lone Star. Sophomore quarterback Trey Wright, he had his best performance of the season. He threw for 477 yards and 3 touchdowns while also adding 176 yards on the ground as
People
well.
People are asking for a little bit of Salina love before we get out of here.
Yeah, Salina, let's see here. They're playing. I don't have their thing in front of me, but they will be playing. I want to say they're playing Alvarado, or did they just beat Alvarado? Give me a second here. No, they're playing Stephenville. Hey, I'm going to tell you right now. That might be the game of the week. I mean, all these games are going to be good. I mean, look, when you're talking about, I mean, you got Carthage versus Brock. Shout out to our boy, Tim.
This is all games to go to state, right?
This is all for a trip to Jerry World on the line here. So, real quick, in the 4A world, you got Salina versus Stephenville. That's going to be Friday. You got Lavernia versus Kilgore. You've got Carthage versus Brock. West Orange Stark, shout out to my boy Dan Hooks, who just passed away, all my people over in the 409. We just mentioned Alito versus Lone Star. And then you've got Melissa versus South Oak Cliff. And then, of course, Allen versus Duncanville, North Shore versus Lake Travis, DeSoto versus Carroll, and then Vandegrift versus C.E. King. So a lot of DFW, Houston with a little bit of San Antonio and Austin sprinkled in for good
Austin.
Measure as well. So,
tremendous.
Look, we'll keep you posted on that. And you know what? I might try to get a coach or two on the phone before the week's over. See if we can't sneak somebody on, talk a little high school foosball, if you know what I'm talking about. And of course, Tarleton State is also advanced as well. So some local DFW teams doing the damn thing. All right, when we come back, we'll do a little NFL stack. And of the crap teams, Blake Elliott asked the question, are they trending in the right direction? What say you, friends? We'll discuss that more next. Don't go anywhere.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNC's apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a 2-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Airo. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Airo uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Airo. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.